We're back live between games on senior night here from Liberty Christian. The Irish girls put a little bit of a damper on senior night for the Lady Patriots, but that comes from behind 53-50 win. But Steve Dunn's girls of Liberty Christian, the cup is definitely half full. They clinched the division title with a win on the road at Waitsburg Prescott last week. And the Irish girls get a confidence-building win on the road. So good news for both programs as the district tournament a couple weeks away. Well, it's a tale of two different scenarios here for the boys game. The Liberty Christian Patriots at the top of the heap at 9-0 in Blue Mountain League play, 7-0 in the division, 16-2 overall for Terry Watson, their head coach. Mike Juicy's guys for DeSales kind of at the other end of things. They are 3-13 on the year. One of those three wins is in the division, though, the Irish boys able to beat Dayton, and that is very helpful as the Irish boys try to stay out of last place in the division. But it just keeps getting tougher for the Irish boys. They lost 62-40 at Touche on Friday in that ball game. They lost Pat Richard, their senior leader and point guard, with a dislocated finger, most likely out for the season with that one. He got a late start to the season due to the injury suffered in the state football semifinals. Mike Juicy got him back after the Christmas break. Pat was averaging 16 points a game, but just that classic dislocated finger, caught a ball or right off the end of his hand, held his hand out. The front half of his pinky was pointing at the ground. The end of his pinky was pointing at the ceiling, so it just wasn't a good deal. But no break. They popped it back into place, but he'll be out for at least a couple weeks and likely the season for the Irish boys unless they can really get on a roll and get into the district tournament and get at least one win. For the Irish boys, sometimes it's just got to hit rock bottom before you can climb back up, and Mike Juicy's guys will try to have a positive effort against a very good Liberty Christian boys team who clinched the Southern Division B2 title with a win on the road against Waitsburg Prescott last Friday, 46-40. And they beat the Sales in a very humbling ball game on January 15th, winning 81-31, and kind of a lost weekend for the Irish. They lost that game by 50 points. They went up to Pomeroy the next night, scored just 5 points in the first half, and the Irish boys just really never recovered confidence-wise since that ball game. They'll try to compete hard against a very good Patriot ball club. We'll be back with a look at the starting lineups and the opening tip-off of 100.7 FM. KHSF.
McDonald Zarian Insurance provides for all of your insurance needs, including business, farm, auto, flood, life, health, and homeowners insurance. The McDonald Zarian team includes more than 20 agents offering honest and professional advice on all types of insurance matters. Give Dan Baffney, Doug Borth, Sean Borth, or Mark Thompson a call today at 525-5730. Located at 22 East Main Street in Walla Walla and at 305 East Main Street in Dayton, that's McDonald Zarian Insurance. This team works for you.
I'm Tom Moran from Community Bank, inviting you to develop a relationship with a bank that believes in you.
Does your banker know your name? Community Bank values their partnership with each customer. When you need a commercial line of credit, real estate loan, agricultural line of credit, or just not sure what fits your special needs, come by your local Community Bank branch and let the professionals see how they can help.
Community Bank, local money working for local people.
Community Bank, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
A lot of people who don't own a pet want to, but before you share your house with a cat or dog, ask yourself if you have time for a pet. The American Animal Hospital Association says cats need 30 to 60 minutes of your time per day. Dogs need more than an hour per day on average. Pet ownership is a serious bond requiring the time and energy to feed, clean, handle, train, exercise, and take your pet to the veterinarian regularly. This message is brought to you by the Mill Creek Veterinary Hospital, Animal Clinic East, and the Animal Clinic of Walla Walla, serving the Walla Walla Valley's large and small veterinary medical needs.
The Walla Walla Catholic Schools Association of Alumni and Friends would love to hear from you. If you have some news to share with your fellow alums, please contact DeSales High School at 525-3030. Whether it's a new addition to the family, a new job, a new marriage, or whatever the occasion may be, we want to hear from you. We're your Walla Walla Catholic Schools Association of Alumni and Friends, and we're honored to be sponsoring today's Irish broadcast.
This is KHSS Walla Walla.
We're back with a quick look at the starting lineups for this boys' contest. On senior night here from Liberty Christian, they will honor four seniors on their varsity roster. And in the same way they did during the girls' game, I think it's a really classy act by the Patriots here at Liberty Christian. They also recognize the seniors from the opponents and recognize the fact that it is the character and the hard work of those opponents that helps shape the character of the Liberty Christian seniors. Very well put by the public address announcer. So seniors for DeSales playing in their last game at Liberty Christian, I guess you could say. Matt Wujek, Pat Richard, and Shea Crowley were given yellow roses before the announcements of the Liberty Christian senior boys. So let's look at the starting lineup for the Patriots. Jake Seepkin, a 5'8" sophomore, is a really nice point guard. He had 8 points when these teams played back in mid-January. He had 7 more in that win over Waitsburg Prescott. Michael Grove, 6'2" senior for the Patriots, had 8 points against Waitsburg Prescott, scored all those points coming off the bench in the second half. And what Coach Terry Watson described in the Union Bulletin as a disciplinary issue that kept Michael Grove on the bench in the first half. Brett Dustin, a 6'2" senior, a very solid performer, 10 points against the Irish on January 15th, 10 points, and led his team with 6 rebounds in that game against Waitsburg Prescott. Cody Brockman, a 6'3" senior, he had 19 points in these teams met down at the Sales, and I was very impressed with his effort. In fact, he was a Dairy Queen Player of the Game recipient. I know they have Dairy Queens over here in the Tri-Cities that honor those coupons, so Cody Brockman, a very talented senior. He had 10 points in that win against Waitsburg Prescott. Brian Corrigan, a 6'5 junior, also starts, 15 points the last team time DeSales, and these two teams met. And the Patriots, as you look down the roster, a lot of height. Corrigan starts at 6'5", Dustin and Groth at 6'2", Brockman is 6'3", so 4 players at 6'2 or taller. Seepkin is just 5'8", and then Zach Simpkins, one of their first players off the bench, he's also listed at 6'4". And their other senior, Pete Roberts, is at 6'3". A lot of height for the Patriots. For DeSales, the shorthanded Irish, missing Pat Richard with the dislocated fingers that I mentioned in the last segment, but also missing Nick Wales, a 5'11 sophomore whose part-time starter did not make it to school today with an illness. And so Mike Ducey, just the bench continues to get thinner and thinner for Mike Ducey's Irish boys. He will start Shea Crowley, 5'11 senior. Shea had 2 points and fouled out the game, the loss to Touche on Friday. Sean Williams, a 5'7 junior, will start. Tommy Gregg, a 5'9 junior. Matt Wujek, a 6'1 senior, will start. Matt, his effort is always excellent. He had 8 points when these teams met, battling inside against Liberty Christian, and was the Dairy Queen Player of the Game on the boys' side. He had 10 points and 11 rebounds, tried to carry the load against Touche on Friday. And Vic Mata, 5'11 junior, will start. Vic started early in the season before Pat Richard came back and then spent quite a bit of time on the bench, but is starting again. So Vic gets the start tonight. That's a look at the starting lineups. We'll be back with the opening tip-off on 100.7 FM, KHSF.
Hi, Mark Graves from Dale Graves Incorporated. If you read the newspaper or see the empty buildings, you know there is a lot of turmoil in the local automotive scene. Whether you are from Milton Freewater, Walla Walla, or beyond, you can count on us to be your source for quality service, parts, body shop, new and used vehicle sales, and medium-duty farm trucks. For nearly 60 years in Walla Walla, where reputation means everything. Dale Graves Incorporated, South 9th, across from the fairgrounds, Walla Walla.
From checking, savings, consumer loans, and retirement products, to lines of credit, business money market accounts, merchant services, and real estate loans, Banner Bank has it all covered. With 5 conveniently located branches in Walla Walla, we're connected to local business, the community, and to you. Stop into your nearest branch today or visit us anytime at www.bannerbank.com. Banner Bank, better ideas, better banking, member FDIC, and an equal housing lender.
To connect to your nearest Banner Bank location, call 1-800-272-9933. Or visit BannerBank.com.
If you're wearing braces today or recently had them taken off, chances are you know Dr. Greg Fink very well. And if you wore braces more years ago than you'd like to admit, chances are you know Dr. Eugene Martin very well. Here's something else you should know. Dr. Fink and Dr. Martin are huge Irish fans, and they've been sponsoring Irish radio broadcasts for years. So if you or someone in your family needs braces, remember Dr. Fink and Dr. Martin. Along with their entire staff, they wish the Fightin' Irish of DeSales the best of luck in today's game.
You've heard of one-stop shopping, right? How about your one-stop home office? Postal Annex Plus is exactly that. Whether it's binding, color copying, laminating, notarizing, packaging, shipping, even cards and gifts, Postal Annex Plus has it all. And if you own your own business and P.O. boxes don't work for you, check out their mailbox services. Postal Annex Plus is located next to the Mongolian Barbecue in the Plaza Shopping Center. Owned and operated by Dean and Sheila Profrock, that's Postal Annex Plus, proud sponsors of this Irish radio broadcast.
For 75 years, Senex lubricants have led the way in providing reliable protection under extreme working conditions. Senex Superlube TMS handles the unique challenges of alternative fuels, including B20 biodiesel. Backed by the best warranty in agriculture, Senex lubricants give you the leading technology to fit the latest equipment practices and designs. People that rely on heavy-duty equipment rely on Senex heavy-duty lubricants. See Larry Galloway at Walla Walla Farmers Co-op to get yours. Senex, a brand of CHS.
The good news is you've got a terrific job and you've got your eye on a comfortable retirement. The bad news is you need to invest for your retirement and you have no idea how to do it. The good news is your neighbor has a surefire way to triple your money in just 6 weeks. The bad news is he used the word pyramid. The good news is you have D.A. Davidson & Company's 70 years of investing experience to help you reach your retirement goals. The bad news is now your neighbor needs a loan. D.A. Davidson. Financial advice for the long run. Member SIPC.
See Bill Fleener at D.A. Davidson.
The 6th annual It's About Life conference will take place from 9 to 4 on Saturday, February 6th at St. Joseph Catholic Church in Kennewick. Now one of the premier pro-life events in Washington State, this year's It's About Life conference has four exceptional people scheduled to speak. Dr. Janet Smith, Father Matthew Hebiger, Abby Johnson, and Dr. Elma De Leon. You've heard Dr. Janet Smith on Catholic Radio. Her famous talk, Contraception, Why Not?, has a worldwide distribution of over 1 million copies. Father Hebiger is past president of Human Life International. Abby Johnson received national acclaim after her resignation as director of a Texas Planned Parenthood clinic and her conversion to the pro-life cause. And Dr. Elma De Leon is a physician at Lourdes Medical Center and a strong proponent of natural family planning. To register for the 6th annual It's About Life conference, please contact David Heron at 582-3932. That's 582-3932.
This is KHSS Walla Walla.
We're back live and ready for the opening tip-off. The Patriots will win the tip. Oregon at 6-5 tips it. And the Patriots working in front court directly below my vantage point. Quickly dump it down low. To Brett Dustin, the 6'2 senior, lays it in from the left side. We've got a whistle out front, and Sean Williams called for palming the basketball under pressure from Seepkin. So, Ash get a quick, give up a quick bucket and then turn it over. Just underway, Patriots will bring it in front court. Two teams at opposite ends of the spectrum in the standings. Long shot by Dustin. Air ball barely catches the bottom of the backboard. Williams has it. He'll race into front court for DeSales. Irish on the road, forest green uniforms with the white numbers and the gold trim. Working offensively at the far end of the floor in front of the Patriot bench. Pass inside for Greg, knocked away by Corrigan. Wild pass into front court. Crowley and the Dustin race after it goes out of bounds. Last touch by the Patriots. Liberty Christians in the home white with the dark blue numbers and the red trim. Irish will bring in the front court for the third time, trailing 2-0. Mata trapped out front, tries to get to Williams, stolen by Seepkin. Seepkin goes the other way and lays it in. So the Patriots flap on a little trap right as the Irish come across half court. They jump out of a little, kind of, it's a 2-3 zone, but the two players out top are stacked and attack the basketball in the trap. Irish trying to solve it, because the baseline to Mata. He's got a kick out to Crowley. Terry Watson's club, very solid in all areas of the ballgame. They're tall on the backside of that zone defense. Get inside to Juicy. He gets by Corrigan, or excuse me, that's Wujek. He can't finish, though. Matt Wujek got right by Corrigan, but couldn't finish at the rim. Swing it to Seepkin, to Dustin from 15. Shot won't go, rebound Corrigan. Back to Dustin. Dustin to Seepkin. Seepkin for three. It's off the iron. Won't go. Rebound Matt Wujek. He'll hand off to Williams. Nice job inside there by Matt Wujek, the 6'2 senior for DeSales. Deep right wing to Crowley. Shea holds the ball long, cross-court pass, left wing to Greg. Trying to get that zone to Overfish. Now shift between the circle to Williams. Back to Greg on the left side. He's trapped. Still trapped. He's in trouble. Passes out front, stolen by Seifkin. Seifkin will lay it in. So the Patriots trapping is causing problems for the Patriots. Mike Ducey says, timeout. We got to try to solve this problem. Irish down 6-0 early. We'll be right back on 100.7 FM KHSS.
Concrete Industries of Walla Walla is the Valley's premier concrete supplier. But there's more to Concrete Industries than ready-mix concrete. They can also meet your decorative rock, sand and gravel, stepping stone, masonry supply, and bag product needs. And Concrete Industries has the only single-axle mixer in the entire Valley. You can call Concrete Industries at 525-9143. That's 525-9143. Located just north of Rose Street at 502 North 13th, Concrete Industries.
This is KHSS Walla Walla.
You'll see how Mike Juicy coaches his guys up here to attack this zone. And basically what they've got, the Patriots have got their three tall guys across the back end of the zone. And then they've got the speedy Seifkin at 5'8 out front, along with one of the other two taller players. I think it's Dustin, who is 6'2". And they stack facing the ball. The guy bringing the ball up, Seifkin forces the ball one way or the other, and then Dustin goes over and helps one of the wing underneath guys trap the first pass. So they invite you to pass it one way, then they trap you. Williams penetrates to the top of the key, kick back to Greg. Now the Patriots sag off in a more conventional 2-3, and now Crowley throws it to Williams, stolen again by Seifkin, and Seifkin lays it in. Seifkin has 6 points, and he's just making a living out there in the passing lanes at the front of this zone. They were more passive, didn't show the hard, aggressive trap, lulled the sails into a weak pass. There's another one stolen. Williams pass for Greg, knocked away by Dustin, but Greg hustles down, knocked away from Dustin, and saves it inbounds to Williams. Williams in transition. Kick out to Crowley. Shoot it quick from three on the right wing. It won't go. Long rebound chased out by Mata. Mata trapped in the corner, slapped away by the Patriots. Well, I think that might be the key to the Irish trying to solve this zone. First guy who get it, shoot it up quick before they can put the trap on. Mata, Crowley, Greg go to the bench. In the game now, Travis Hain, 5'4 freshman, Joe Solomon, a 5'8 sophomore, and Matt Zimmerman, the 5'8 sophomore. Mike Ducey going to his bench early. Depth an issue tonight. In the left corner to Solomon. He's trapped, gets it out top to Williams. Swing it over to Hain. Hain deep on the right wing. Up top to Williams. Swing it to Solomon. Solomon, Brock one in, pass inside to Zimmerman. Gets it to Wujek. Wujek loses the handle, kick out to Williams. 17-footer on the way. He's got it. The Irish keep the ball moving, and Williams gets the first field goal for the Irish. 8-2, Liberty Christian. 4:28 to go, first quarter. In the lane to Corrigan. Kick out to Seifkin for three. In and out. Won't go. Rebound Solomon, all green shirts underneath. Good block out for the Irish. Williams dribbles to the left elbow. Kicks it right side, Solomon. Grove comes out on him. Back up to Williams. Williams looking inside, gets it to Zimmerman. The 5'8 sophomore trying to find some room against Brockman. Throws it away to Dustin. Dustin the other way, goes up over Williams and lays it in. The Patriots up 10-2. 3:57 to go, first quarter. Swing it left wing to Hain. He'll fire the quick three. Off the arm won't go. Rebound tip seeks again. The 5'8 player's got it. All the tall threes for the Patriots, and the 5'8 player Seifkin comes up with it. But a good sequence for the Irish here. Get that quick shot up before the defense can put the pressure on you. Corrigan to Dustin. Swing it over to Brockman. That's an air ball that goes right to Groth, who lays it in. Tops the rebound those air balls. The Patriots up 12-2, 3:25 to go, first quarter. Swing it over to Solomon. He's trapped, picks up his dribble. He's in trouble now. Gets it down low for Zimmerman. No, stolen by Corrigan. Now gets it to Grove, to Seifkin. Here come four Irish players to the three to the scorer's table. There's only eight players suited up for the varsity team tonight. So Mike Juicy can put in three at the most at one time, and he will. Crowley, Greg, Mata come in. Williams, Solomon, and Zimmerman check out. Irish down 12-2. The ball is knocked out of bounds by DeSales. I'll lean out the window to watch the inbound play. Seifkin inbounds to Dustin. Back to Seifkin. Back to Dustin on the left wing. Now see can hold with the ball between the circles. Swing it right wing, goes to number four, who's checked in, and that's Aaron Salzano. Salzano gets it down low. Now up top with it is Dustin. Swing it to Salzano on the right wing. One dribble back to Dustin. Shot clock down to three. Irish playing good defense. Salzano forces one up from the right wing. Won't go. Rebound tip. Haynes got it. Haynes gets it to Tommy Gregg. He has to pick up his dribble. Now Haynes gets it back. Good sequence for the Irish boys. It forced the Patriots into a tough shot at the end of the shot clock. Irish down 12-2. This is what that zone's done to the Irish. They are all the way out near half court as they run their offense. Tommy Gregg now moves it in between the circles. Now he gets the ball tipped away. Actually, Haynes got it tipped away. Ball's loose. Patriots have got it. Gregg tries to get it back, and it goes out of bounds. The Sales has just keeps backing up the offense on the wing to try to stay away from the long arms and the quick hands of the Patriot defense. Also in for Liberty Christian after that last stoppage of play, Zach Simpkins, a 6'4 junior. Baseline drive by Brockman. Gets caught behind the rim. Gets it out to Seekin. He can't hit it. Rebound Mata. Good block out by the Irish. They're doing a good job on the boards. Williams now between the leg dribble at half court. Now gets it in the top of the key, swing is at left wing to Gregg. Inside pass goes to Wujek, and he's fouled on the entry pass by Seekin. The Sales, their game speed competitiveness, if that makes sense, is good. They are competing hard with the Patriots, but just having trouble with the turnovers against the Patriot defense. Irish down 12-2, 1:46 to go first quarter. Crowley, Williams, Wujek, Mata, and Gregg on the floor for DeSales. Wujek sporting those kryptonite neon green tennis shoes. Driving the lane by Crowley. Cut off, kick out to Gregg. Gregg, top of the key to Williams. Shot clock down to 14. It's a 35-second shot clock in boys basketball. Gregg drives to the top of the key. Has it knocked away and stolen by Salzano. Salzano will let the traffic go by now to get it to Dustin. Dustin will run things. Down the left corner goes to Seekin. Drives baseline. Put the wild shot up. Won't go. Simpkins. So that's Brockman inside for the rebound. Cody Brockman becomes the fourth different Patriot to score here in a 14-2 lead for the Patriots with a minute left in the first quarter. Crowley, trap, long pass, cross court, right side, goes to Gregg. Up top to Williams between the circle. Swing it left side to Crowley. Gets the player in the air, can't do anything with it. Get up top to Williams in the Patriot circle. Swing it to Crowley. Deep three, won't go. Long rebound, Salzano. The pressure of the Patriots. Up court, Salzano will just step up to the line and shoot a three. Won't go. Long rebound. He gets himself. Falls loose. Wujek will slide and save it, but he's called for traveling. You got to love the hustle of Matt Wujek. His ability to finish in a positive manner is iffy at times, but Matt's effort level is always great. Pass inside to Brockman. He's double-teamed by Crowley and Wujek. Kick back out to Dustin. Long jumper. Won't go. Rebound. Wujek inside. Matt gets the board. Gets it off to Williams. 29 seconds to go, first quarter. Irish down 14-2. Williams left wing to Crowley. Crowley, long cross-court pass to Gregg. Pass inside to Wujek. Slapped away by Simpkins. Ball loose on the floor. Wujek, Salzano tied up. Jump ball. Possession arrow in favor of the Irish. With 18 seconds left in the first quarter. No shot clock now. Sales boys, offense. It's been an issue in many games this year, and it is right now, down 14-2. Pass inside for Wujek, but it goes right to Seekin. Little wires crossed there on the inbound play, and the Irish turn over. They get in the lane the other way to Seekin. 12-footer inside, won't go. Rebound Brockman. Brockman goes up on Williams and scores it. That 6-3 going up against 5-7. You're not going to win that battle. And that's the end of the first quarter. Patriots are all they've built to be. The score on the board matches their record. 16-2. Patriots 16, Irish 2 points. We'll be right back on 100.7 FM KHSS.
Whether it's a hot summer sun or sunlight reflected off of winter snow, you deserve good quality sunglasses for protecting your eyes and cutting glare. And you deserve to look your best, too, which is why you should get your next pair of sunglasses at Valley Vision Clinic. Valley Vision has prescription and non-prescription sunglasses available in a wide variety of frame styles. And Valley Vision now features Oakley sunglasses, which provide superior performance combined with impeccable styling. You'll find Oakley's at Valley Vision, 22 West Main Street, Walla Walla.
Now is the time to buy or refinance your home with rates at historic lows. Gisa, your hometown lender, has mortgage loan options to fit your needs. Our friendly, experienced staff is ready to help you get into that new home you worked so hard for or to upgrade your current home. Stop into one of Gisa's 9 convenient locations today or go online to GisaHomeLoans.com. Gisa, it's where you belong. Gisa Credit Union is an equal housing lender.
This is KHSS Walla Walla.
Mike Giusti will put the whiteboard away. Drew tried to drop some offense for the Irish boys during the break, and there's a good defensive play to start the second quarter. The Irish steal it inside on a pass inside attempt by the Patriots. In the front court come the Irish. Williams, the 5'7 junior with it, gets it to Travis Hayne, the 5'4 freshman, 5'8 sophomore, Joel Solomon in there, Matt Zimmerman, the 5'8 sophomore in there, along with Matt Wujek. And they try to dump it inside to Wujek, stolen by the Patriots. The Patriot defense is just super stingy. In the corner goes to Salzano. He'll fire the long jumper. Won't go. Corrigan goes all the way to the rack for the rebound. Corrigan, the 6'5 junior. Nobody blocked him out, and he's a big 6'5, probably goes about 230 or 240. All-conference caliber football player as well. If I've got my name and number right, he wore number 9 during the football season. Williams passes to Hayne on the left wing. He'll fire the three. He's got it. Travis Hayne, the freshman, hits the three. And the Irish have 5 now, 18-5 Patriots. Swing it to Dustin. Dustin to Groves at the foul line. Turns nobody on, and he'll take a 16-footer. Won't go. Wujek with the rebound in front of Corrigan. Then he has it slapped away by Groves, and it goes off of Wujek's leg. And that's just the way it goes for Matt Wujek. Blocks out the big guy, Corrigan, grabs the rebound. Groves reaches in and strips him. It rolls down Matt's leg off that kryptonite shoe and out of bounds. Patriots will inbound it all the way into backcourt to Seek, and he'll walk it across the timeline. Now to Groves at the foul line. Swing it left baseline to Salzano. We got a whistle and a foul call, or no, a 3-second violation on the Patriots. So the Irish get a break there, as some of the tall Patriots were camped in the key with rebounding position, I think. And then when Salzano didn't shoot it, they were caught in there too long. Irish a chance to score back-to-back field goals here after the Travis Hayne three on the last possession of the Irish. Solomon's picked up his dribble on the right side, gets it out top near half court to Hayne. Hayne swinging to Williams, over to Zimmerman. Zimmerman with Salzano on him. Patriots in that zone defense. They can control the tempo that way. They swing it to Solomon. Solomon's three out the rim. Won't go. Rebound tipped out front. Siefkin will try to save it. He will. Salzano's got it. Good hustle by Siefkin. He's fun to watch. Just a sophomore at 5'8". Brings it into front court. Swing it over to Dustin. Dustin on the right wing. They'll sag off him. He'll go baseline. Cut off by Wujek. Powers it up anyway. Won't go. Corrigan keeps alive. Ball loose. Salzano's got it. Out top to Siefkin, and he'll just reset the offense. Left corner to Salzano. He shoots it off the top corner of the backboard. I'll tell you what, Aaron Salzano, 5'10 junior, is not afraid to shoot it up when he comes in the ballgame. And he's going to sit down now as Cody Brockman, who had 4 first quarter points, a 6'3 senior, checks back in. Solomon checks out for DeSales. Zick Mata is back in the ballgame. Hayne with it deep on the left wing. Up top it goes to Williams. Travis Hayne can hit the three. The only problem is he's just 5'4", so he needs some room to get that shot up. Williams tries to fire a pass inside for Wujek, but it's too high. It goes off the wall, the blue wall there at the far end. Lots of red, white, and blue in the Patriot Pavilion. Dustin in the corner to Brockman. Back to Dustin. Gets the elbow out top to Siefkin. 18-5. Patriots lead at 5:11 to go in the half. Irish on the road. Girls, an exciting come from behind 53-51 in the first 53-50 win in the first half of this doubleheader. Brockman, long jumper, won't go. Rebound, Vic Mata. Nice block out by the 5'11 junior. Williams will walk it across the timeline. Now the right corner goes to Crowley. Crowley, one dribble, lobs it back over the top of Seekins, outstretched arm to Williams. Now to Hayne, to Williams, to Crowley. They play catch out front. Now Seekins slaps it away from Crowley and steals it. Seekins just making it look easy on the defense, gets it to Groth, and Groth lays it in. Siefkin, another steal out front against the Irish, and we got a timeout on the floor as the Sales can't quite figure out how to pass the ball around the horn against the Patriot defense. Irishtown 20-5. We'll be right back on 100.7 FM KHSS.
Are you ready for some changes around the house but not sure where to begin? Let us help you out. Here at Connor's Mr. Carpet, we'll help you find the flooring, tile, and countertop materials that will complement your style and your budget. From Cambria quartz countertops or natural stone and tile to carpet, hardwood, vinyl, or laminate flooring, we have it all right here in our showroom at 536 Northeast C Street in College Place, right next to the mini storage. We'll even arrange installation for you with the most trustworthy, licensed, and bonded installers around. So get started at Connor's Mr. Carpet, where every home gets special treatment.
Do you know someone outside our listening area who wants to hear the game? Now they can listen on the web at khssradio.com.
We're back live here in Richland, Washington, home of the Liberty Christian Patriots, and Jake Seepkin, the 5'8 sophomore, 6 first quarter points. He has several steals out front, which has led to several of the other Patriot baskets. Greg, trapped out front of the right wing, throws a baseball-type pass over the top to Wujek on the left baseline, and Matt finishes it. Good execution for Mike Juicy's club out of the timeout. He gets inside to Groth, who dumps it down low to Brockman, who lays it in. Michael Groth got the ball at the foul line, faced the basket, all eyes were on him. He just dumped the pass to Brockman, who laid it in. So the Patriots answer the Irish bucket, lead it 22-7 now. 3:54 to go in the first half. Tommy Gregg up top to Shea Crowley. Shea Crowley will hit to Mott on the left wing. His pass slapped away by Seepkin. Ahead to Corrigan to Groth. Groth gets to the lane, gets it back, and tips it in. Another tipped ball that ends up into transition points for the Patriots. 24-7. Liberty Christian with the lead. 3:30 to go in the first half. Tommy Gregg passes right wing to Crowley. Crowley penetrates. Corrigan cuts him off, pass back out to Mata. Swing it to Greg. Greg will fire the three from the top of the key. It's well off the mark. Air ball out of bounds. 24-7, Patriots with the ball. Sean Williams is going to check in for Travis Haynes. Irish have 3 field goals in the ball game. 1 in the first quarter. A Matt Wujek lay-in a moment ago, and a Travis Haynes 3 in the second quarter. 3:11 to go in the half. Patriots at 16-2 on the score on the standings board. Seepkin, long jumper won't go. Dustin will corral the rebound and kick it back out. Seepkin now will get it to Dustin, and he'll reset the offense between the circles. Deep right wing, Seepkin, the 5'8 sophomore, 1 dribble, cross-court pass to Groth. Groth, wild pass inside, nobody there, turnover on the Patriots. Terry Watson goes to his bench. As the Patriots, understandably, I think, starting to lose their edge execution-wise with a 24-7 lead. And Corrigan's going to sit down. He might have been the guy who was supposed to be in that low block spot where Groth threw the ball. In the game for the Patriots, Pete Roberts, the 6'3 senior. Now Mott on the left wing with it. He's trapped, gets it out top at the half-court circle to Williams. The sales offense just keeps getting pushed back away from that three-point line. Now Williams penetrates, kicks in the corner to Greg. Greg's three-pointer off the mark. Good look, though, for the Irish. Seepkin with the rebound. He goes quickly the other way. Goes up and under against Wujek. Shot won't go, but Roberts with the rebound. Roberts directly under my vantage point here in the crow's nest. Gets it to Seepkin. Now they've swung it all the way around a horn to Dustin on the left wing. Dustin, the 6'2 senior, dribbles high between the circles. They reset the offense. Now Groth has it on the left wing. Swing it over to Seepkin. Right corner to Dustin. Three on the way. In and out, stays out, rebound Roberts. Roberts yanks it away from Crowley and lays it in. So Pete Roberts on senior night. The senior rips it away from Shea Crowley and puts it in. Patriots up 26-7. 1:48 to go in a quickly played first quarter. Crowley on the dribble at the top of the key. Swing it over to Mata. Mata for 3. Out the arm won't go. Rebound Dustin. 26-7. Here come the Patriots with the ball and the commanding lead. 1:35 to go first half. Dustin. In and out, dribble, back into the lane, puts a touch off, won't go. Crowley with the rebound. Nice job by Shea. Shea, outlet to Williams on the right wing. The Patriots hustle back now on defense. Seepkin right on Williams out front. Swing it to Crowley. Back to Williams. Sean, got a couple fingers taped up on the left hand. There's a pass to Mata. Mata tries to fire it into Wujek, but it's stolen by the Patriots. The Patriots will slow it down. Terry Watson's club knows when to run, when to play half court. Very sound ball club. Brockman, baseline jumper won't go. Rebound, Williams. The Irish have done a decent job blocking out. They're much smaller than the Patriots. Swing it to Crowley. Crowley will step into a quick three. Won't go. Wujek with the offensive board. He powers it back up. Left it short. Crowley's got the loose ball. Hill could try it inside. Partially blocked by Roberts. Controlled by Dustin. Well, Wujek and Crowley battled inside there but couldn't get it to go. Dustin on the right wing with it. We're down to 35 seconds to go in the first half. 26 on the shot clock. Swing it to Grove. Pass down low to Brockman behind the defense. Double puff. Won't go. Rebound gets it back. Still leaves it short. Williams at 5 foot seven gets the rebound for DeSale. Bounce pass up court two. Tommy Gregg up and under move. And he scoops to the hoop and scores. Nice move by Tommy Gregg at 5'8". Went up on Grove at 6'2". Showed him the ball high. Went underneath him. And then put it up soft off the glass. The Irish down 26-9. 6 seconds to go in the half. They swing it to Grove. He'll fire the three. Off the iron won't go. Rebound Mata. And that's going to be the end of the first half. So the Irish struggle offensively, but they finish on a positive note with a basket, trailing 26-9 after 8 minutes, after the first half on 100.7 FM. KHSS.
What's the next best thing to a new Toyota? A Toyota certified used vehicle from Abagin. All certified used Toyotas from Abagin come standard with a 7-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty and roadside assistance, both backed by Toyota. We perform a full 160-point quality assurance inspection and check the Carfax certification for your peace of mind. Most used car dealers sell used Toyotas, but unless it says Toyota certified, you never know what you're getting. So if you're looking for a used Toyota, check out Abagin in Walla Walla, because the best new cars make the best.
There are more than a dozen auto parts stores in the Walla Walla Valley now. Napa Auto Parts is a cut above the rest. Recently named the best of the best in auto parts, Napa's ASC-certified parts professionals have more than 350 years of combined experience. Napa mixes custom auto paint, builds hydraulic hoses, and specializes in auto, light truck, farm, heavy-duty truck, and small-engine auto parts. And Napa's two stores on South 9th and East Isaacs are the only locally owned full-service auto parts stores left in Walla Walla. Open 7 days a week at both locations, Napa Auto Parts. Go Irish.
Strong technical resources and sound advice can be the difference between success and failure in achieving your business goals. At LeMaster and Daniels, we strive to be more than just the people you call in a panic at tax time. We want to be your partner in helping you succeed. LeMaster and Daniels, building relationships to help you build your future. We would like to take this opportunity to wish the Fighting Irish of DeSales the best of luck in today's game.
Our lives seem to be getting more impersonal all the time. Take banking, for instance. Good banking involves more than competitive interest rates, online access, convenient hours, escrow and contract collections, and trust and investment services. Oh, sure, Baker Boyer has all those things, but we have something even more important to offer you. We take the time to get to know you. We've been building relationships that stand the test of time for more than 130 years now. Stop in and see what relationship banking is all about. Baker Boyer Bank, guiding you to a brighter financial future. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
This is KHSS Walla Walla.
We're back here at the half of this boys contest on senior night here in Richland, Washington, home to Liberty Christian Patriots. A very fast time-wise first half, and it's all Liberty Christian Patriots, which we kind of had to expect. The Patriots with a 16-2 record, undefeated in the division. The Irish boys at 3-13 and shorthanded with Pat Richard out with a dislocated finger, Nick Wales home sick, Mike Juicy suiting up just 8 players for this varsity ball game. And it was, I shouldn't say it's over, but the message was sent early by the Patriots. A lot of steals on defense, a lot of baskets in transition, leading 16-2 after the first quarter. The Irish respond by scoring 7 points in the second quarter and holding the Patriots to just 10. The Irish trail 26-9 at the half. Only one foul has been called in the first half. Neither team has gone to the free throw line, so it's been a very quick first half to this ball game. We had a very exciting first ball game in this doubleheader. In case you joined us late, the Lady Irish come back from a 12-point deficit to start the fourth quarter and win it 53-50 against the first-place Liberty Christian Patriot girls. And when we come back, we'll be visiting with, I'm sure, a pleased head coach, Tim Duncan of the girls program, 100.7 FM KHSS.
At Pizzari's, we're known for our famously tasty pizza pies.
You watch us make them with the hungriest of eyes.
But we do more than pizza. Come on, tell them, you guys.
Ah, yes, from spaghetti to fettuccine, we're kings of pasta.
And hot or cold, our sandwiches won't greatly cost you.
Don't forget salads, chef, taco, shrimp, and lobster.
Lobster?
Randy, we don't do lobster.
I know, but we were on a roll and I didn't have a rhyme.
Boys, get back at the work where you can best use your timing. Making pizzas, pastas, sandwiches, and salads. Not silly rhyming.
Mamma mia.
Fazari's on Bridge Street in Clarkston.
Generations of area farmers have counted on Crop Production Services for all of their fertilizer and ag chemical needs, and for good reason. Their service is simply second to none. Crop Production Services is mighty proud of the Fighting Irish of DeSales, and they wish the Irish student athletes all the best in today's game. With offices in Walla Walla and Clyde, that's Crop Production Services, honored sponsors of this Fighting Irish radio broadcast.
Over 100 years ago, Schneller Optical served many patients from a small office on Main Street in downtown Walla Walla. Dr. Roseanne Schneller's grandfather was the optometrist who started this family business so long ago. In the years since then, Roseanne's two uncles and her father have followed in their father's footsteps. And today, Roseanne is carrying on the family tradition of Schneller Optical at Blue Mountain Vision Clinic. Come see what makes Blue Mountain Vision Clinic such a special place. 1711 Dallas Military Road, Walla Walla.
Do you need to make your house or apartment a little bigger? Hey, remodeling's expensive. All you need to do is store some of your stuff. And Burns Street RV and Mini Storage has the perfect size units for you. Burns Street RV and Mini Storage is located just off of Reese Avenue over by Memorial Golf Course right here in Walla Walla. Call 520-1467 for more information on sizes available. That's 520-1467. Mention that you heard this ad on the radio and you'll get a special rate. Call now, 520-1467 for Burns Street RV and Mini Storage.
This is KHSS Walla Walla.
We're back live here at the half, and with me is Lady Irish head coach Tim Duncan. His girls moved to 13-4 on the year and clinched second place in the District 9 Southern Division on the girls' side with a 53-50 win to move their division record to 4-2. And it was a wild game. The Lady Irish outscored the Patriots 22-20 in the first quarter after being down 14-5 at one point. And both teams played the tough defense, 10-8. The Irish were outscored in the second quarter, were tied at 30 at the half. Then the third quarter was all Patriots, 17-5. The Irish go into the fourth quarter down 12. Annie Higgins comes out of the chute on the third quarter huddle. Leading into the fourth quarter, hits back-to-back threes. The Irish would hit 5 3-pointers in that fourth quarter and shut out the Patriots, basically holding them to the 3 points. And Tim Duncan, your girls started fast on offense, finished well on offense, and finished strong on defense. Good win.
Yeah, you know, and it was kind of a strange game because the one thing I did not expect to see coming out of the gate was a 22-20 first quarter. But they were knocking down everything that they put up. But I thought our girls really kind of played pretty well offensively. We knocked some shots down. Aaron did a good job of getting to the basket. So we played them even in that first quarter, which was a little bit surprising when, you know, they came out and they scored 20 and we scored 22. After that, the defense kind of settled in. We found out, you know, they're a really tough team for us to catch up on.
Right. I talked about
man.
That. A lot of height on the wing.
Oh, absolutely.
We don't have it.
And we don't have it. You know, I thought our zone can get better. You know, we're going to have to definitely work on our zone defense a little bit, but I thought our zone was a lot better matchup for this team.
I agree, and you hang your hat on that man-to-man defense.
I do,
you
yeah.
know very much so that come playoff time, you got to be able to mix it up, and your girls did a good job tonight, held them to 3 points in the fourth quarter. Erin Juicy continues to do great things for you. This is her fourth straight game in double figures. She and Caitlin really got you going, and then Erin handled the ball so well in the middle quarters.
Right.
Just playing really well. You could talk about Annie Higgins hitting the two threes to start the fourth quarter.
Yeah.
Caitlin, her 27 points, she was solid every quarter. Claire Kona hits a big three late to tie it. Just a lot of kids to talk
about.
You know,
we did. Absolutely. You're absolutely right. You know, and our kids really, they wanted to send a message that, you know, that this team is not 22 points better than us. And I think we got that message across.
Yeah, that 59-37 loss the first time you teams met in January 15th. So your girls definitely show the improvement. Coach Derek Quinn, player of the game, we'll let you go.
Well, we don't have a choice. We didn't pick it. The team picked this one. It's Claire Conan.
All right, Claire Conan.
Had a great fourth quarter. Really,
I like
well
the idea of letting the girls choose. And Claire had a lot of rebounds, ran down a lot of loose balls, and then she hits that three with ice in her veins to tie the game and get us over the hump there in the fourth quarter.
Absolutely.
Okay, Coach, well, you got Teak Oaksdale on Saturday, and then we'll head back into division play.
Spend all day in Teak Oaks.
All right. Okay, thanks, Coach.
Thanks, Mike.
We'll be right back with the second half of this boys' ball game. Hope you enjoyed that interview with Irish girls head coach Tim Duncan on 100.7 FM, KHSN.
A portion of today's programming is brought to you by the Elmenhurst Chiropractic Clinic, 903 Howard Street, here in Walla Walla. Their phone number, 525-4160. See Dr. Dale or Dr. Dan for all of your chiropractic needs.
McDonald Zarian Insurance provides for all of your insurance needs, including business, farm, auto, flood, life, health, and homeowners insurance. The McDonald Zarian team includes more than 20 agents offering honest and professional advice on all types of insurance matters. Give Dan Baffney, Doug Borth, Sean Borth, or Mark Thompson a call today at 525-5730. Located at 22 East Main Street in Walla Walla and at 305 East Main Street in Dayton, that's McDonald Zarian Insurance. This team works for
this
you.
This is KHSS Walla Walla.
They'll start the second half. The Irish will have the basketball working offensively below my vantage point. I'm up at the crow's nest looking straight down the sideline at both benches. And I'd have to lean out the window to see the baseline, sideline junction. Tommy Gregg penetrates on the first possession. Shot won't go. Rebound Corrigan for the Patriots. Liberty Christian working at the far end of the court in front of their head coach, Terry Watson, in their bench. Dustin inside to Corrigan. Corrigan puts it up strong, but it won't go. Crowley with the rebound. The 6'5 junior couldn't finish. Williams pass out up the front court, stolen by Groth. Groth to Siefkin. Siefkin drives in, gets himself in the air, banks it in, scores. Now they're going to see if they're going to wave this one off. Yep, they're going to call an offensive foul on Siefkin. Well, the Irish have not had a foul called on them in this game. That is only the second foul of this contest called by the Tri-City officials. And one of them is a big, as my good friend Doug Venere would say, a big tall gander shank. And I know that guy, but I can't think of his name. And penetration by the Irish. Sean Williams puts it up and in. Sean leads the Irish in scoring with 4 points. Corrigan in the corner with it. Swing it over around the horn to Brockman, to Dustin on the left wing. Zone defense by the Irish. The sails down 26-11, but they have scored here in the first and the second half. Siefkin's pass inside, knocked away by Brockman. The sails competing hard. They were down 16-2 after 8 minutes, only outscored 10-7 in the second quarter, and they're hanging in here in the third quarter in the opening moments. They've outscored the Patriots 2-0 and half the basketball. Williams out between the circles with it. They try to trap him, gets it away to Tommy Gregg. Gregg to the foul line to Wujek. Wujek goes up strong, has it stripped, gets it back, gets it to Tommy Gregg. He'll shoot the 17-footer, won't go. Rebound Siefkin. Good block out by the white-shirted Patriots. Siefkin will walk into the front court. Long pass down the right wing to Dustin. Down low to Brockman. Brockman a pass to Corrigan. Corrigan finds some room inside, puts up a wild shot off the glass. Corrigan's got loose twice in there and just kind of banged it off the glass with no chance of going in. Patriots losing their focus a little bit offensively. Siefkin slaps away from Williams. Williams gets it right back. I think now they got Siefkin across the face there with an inadvertent slap. Now they get inside to Williams. Williams at 5'7". He can't get Corrigan out of the way. Passes it right to Dustin. Sean at 5'7". Pump faked. And Corrigan at 6'5 just looked at him, and so Sean said, okay, that didn't work, and then he threw it away. Girl tries baseline, shoots it right off the side of the backboard. Mata with the loose ball. Ragged start to the second half, got a timeout on the floor. Mike Giusti's guys playing well here early. He outscored the Patriots 2-0 here in the second half. Timeout on the floor. We'll be right back on 100.7 FM KHSS.
This is Tom Moran, president of Community Bank, and I'm inviting you into a different kind of bank.
One of the things you'll notice right away is that you're treated as a friend, not a number. Community Bank has grown in stature over the last 50 years because of their commitment to sincere personal service. You can be sure you'll be treated like a friend.
Community Bank, local money working for local people.
Community Bank, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
KHSS, Walla Walla.
We're back live here at Richland, Washington, on the campus of Liberty Christian School, home of the Patriots. Both their girls and both boys teams came into tonight's contest undefeated in the Southern Division of District 9. The Irish girls hand the Patriot girls their first loss. The Irish boys try to make the Patriots earn this one. And Williams missed the shot, but Crowley run down the offensive rebound, kick out to Tommy Gregg. Tommy Gregg's pass slapped away by Seacom. The Irish boys, they're scrapping and a fighting. And if you take away that first quarter, which you can't do, of course, the Irish are playing the Patriots really tough. The Irish were down 16-2 after those first 8 minutes. Gregg up top to Williams. Back to Gregg on the right wing. Looking inside, nobody open. Tommy dribbles it off his leg, gets it back, though, now to Mata. Shot clock down to 10. Mata passing left baseline to Williams. Williams penetrates, kick out to Crowley. Crowley between the leg with the dribble, shoots a three from the top of the key, off the back iron, won't go. Rebound, Groh. Michael Groh, 6'2 senior, outlet to Seekin. Seekin left corner to Brockman. Brockman finds Seekin wide open underneath and lays it in. How do you lead the 5'8 guy? They finally got a guy they can handle defensively. Down low, and Seifkin at 5'8" lays it in uncontested. 28-11, Patriots' first point of the second half. They get to Crowley in the lane. He hits the shot from 8 feet. The Irish winning the second half, 4-2. But on the board, it says Liberty Christian 28, the Sale 13. Lob on the baseline. The Groth lays it in. The Irish get beat on the baseline in the zone defense right now. Nice touch pass by Seifkin to Michael Groth. Groth has 8 points. The Patriots have scored on back-to-back possession. 30-13. Liberty Christian with the lead. Out top it goes to Crowley. His pass on the wing stolen by Dustin. Shea just kind of telegraphing his passes all game long, and the Patriots have been picking his pocket. Seifkin drives baseline, lays it in, and he's fouled. Jake Seifkin is in double figures with 10, and you look at the roster for the Patriots, and you see all that height, but it's the 5'8 Jake Seacon who is the difference maker for Terry Watson's club. The foul was on Vic Mata, the first foul of the game against the Sales. And Mike Juicy, little gamesmanship there. As the Patriots line up for the free throw, Mike Juicy calls his players over, and the officials say, hey, you can't do that. It's not a timeout. And Seifkin makes the three-point play. The Irish get some subs in. Matt Zimmerman's checked in. Travis Hain in as well. And Joe Solomon, along with Williams and Gregg, who stay in the ballgame. Irish down 33-13 now. Hain to Williams at the half-court circle. Seifkin all over him. Seifkin strips him. Williams tries to get it back. Ball's loose. Rolls out of bounds. Who touched it last? They say to Sales. 33-13, Patriots with the lead. The Irish scored the first 2 points of the quarter, but the Patriots have scored 7 of the last 9. In the left corner, Groth from the 18-foot set shot, he's got it. Just stood down the baseline, said, hey, pass me the ball. And he just, the 6'2 player just shoots the set shot over the 5'9 Joe Solomon. Groth in double figures now at 10. Pass inside by Solomon, stolen by Seifkin. 35-13. Well, the Patriots will hiccup to start this third quarter, but they're back on track now. They swing it to Groth. Groth can't hit a shot. Rebound out of bounds. Last touch by Corrigan. Nice play inside by Matt Zimmerman right there. Matt, a 5'8 sophomore, blocked out the 6'5 Corrigan. Corrigan tried to reach over the top of him and get the rebound. He couldn't control it and went out of bounds. Corrigan's going to come out of the game. Salzano's in there. So Groth, Dustin, and Brockman at the back of the zone. Williams and Zimmerman play catch out front. Williams has it now, dribbled to the right wing. In the right corner now to Hain. Hain is trapped. He's in trouble. He's only 5'4". Mike Juicy calls timeout. Travis Hain, that was right below where I had to look out the window. Travis, even the Seifkin at 5'8", looks like a giant compared to Travis Hain at 5'4". Timeout on the floor. DeSales with the ball, trailing 35-13 with 2:43 to go in the third quarter. When we come back from 100.7 FM, KHSM.
Seeing eye dogs are highly trained animals that do a job. They are not simply pets. Never touch or feed a seeing eye dog without the owner's permission. Anything that distracts them puts the person they help at risk. Seeing eye dogs are amazing animals that should be appreciated for the job they do and left alone. This message is brought to you by the Mill Creek Veterinary Hospital, Animal Clinic East, and the Animal Clinic of Walla Walla, serving the Walla Walla Valley's large and small veterinary medical needs.
The Walla Walla Catholic Schools Association of Alumni and Friends would love to hear from you. If you have some news to share with your fellow alums, please contact DeSales High School at 525-3030. Whether it's a new addition to the family, a new job, a new marriage, or whatever the occasion may be, we want to hear from you. We're your Walla Walla Catholic Schools Association of Alumni and Friends, and we're honored to be sponsoring today's Irish broadcast.
This is KHSS Walla Walla.
After the timeout, Mike Juicy positions his players for the inbound play against the Patriot defense. 17 on the shot clock. Irish try to get some good execution out of the Mike Juicy timeout. 35-13, Patriots with the lead. Solomon Trapp gets it to Hayne. Now between the circles it goes to Williams. Williams spins inside in the elbow, cut off, kick out to Hayne for three. Hayne hits a three-point field goal. Nice job by DeSales. They execute well, get the three-point basket. I get my water bottle refilled by Kirsten Wales. Now she's up here hanging out in the press area. Irish down 35-16. Brockman inside. Misses the shot. Gets the ball back. This is again rebound Sean Williams. Williams will come up the right side. Now pulls up from the elbow. Gets it to Zimmerman. Right wing, left wing, excuse me, to Hayne. Hayne trapped again. Gets it to Zimmerman. Zips the pass cross court to Williams. Williams directing traffic. Irish down 35-16. Williams penetrates, cut off, kick out to Hayne. Hayne for three, partially blocked by Dustin. DeGrove ahead to Dustin, who will miss the lay-in from the left side. Dustin got the block shot, broke the other way, but couldn't finish the lay-in. And we got a whistle and a foul on Seepkin as he tried to reach in on Williams, and Sean used his body nicely to block Seepkin away. And that's Seepkin's second, third foul on the Patriots. 1:33 to go, third quarter. Irish down 35-16. And a little stoppage of play as they get something squared away. They'll go ahead and inbound it to Hayne, who holds the ball and gets trapped. And now he gets it out to Williams. Swing it over to Zimmerman. Zimmerman on deep on the left wing. Back to Williams. Williams directing traffic back to Zimmerman. Now in the left corner to Solomon, goes through his hands and out of bounds and hit one of the Patriot cheerleaders pretty hard. She's okay. And the Irish turn it over. That would be at the uncontested variety. A lot of turnovers in the Irish, most of them created by steals out front, mostly by Jake Seifkin, the 5'8 sophomore for the Patriots. Zimmerman checks out. Tommy Gregg comes back in. Looks like what the Irish are trying to do when they're on offense is they're inviting the trap, then they try to pass out of it and get the defense overshifted. Salzano shoots a long jumper, won't go. Brockman with the offensive rebound and scores it. Brockman at 6'3 just grabbed it over the top of Joe Solomon at 5'9. Brockman's got 8. Hayne and throws a pass to Williams. It's behind him and it rolls out of bounds. Another turnover on the Irish. 58 seconds to go in the third quarter. Irish down 37-16 right now. After that barn burner of a girls game, back and forth all game long. Double-digit leads twice for the Patriots. Actually, once. 14-5 is only 9. But they led by 12 going into the fourth quarter. But the Irish come all the way back on the girls' side and win it at the end, 53-50. On the inbound, they go to Brockman. A little crossover left to right and lays it. A nice fundamental play by Brockman. The 6'3 senior has 10 points. Tommy Gregg penetrates the other way. Cut off, gets it to Hayne. Hayne with Salzano on him. One dribble, hands it off to Williams. Williams will spin right to left. Go to the elbow, left side, kick out to Solomon. Left corner to Hayne. Hayne for three. Out the elbow, go. Rebound, tip, Drokes got it. Long pass out front for Brockman. Knocked away by Williams, and then Sean tries to save it up the left sideline, but can't do it. The Irish faithful cheer on the great effort there by Sean Williams. You know, that's a neat thing about high school basketball, especially at this level. Obviously, the score is out of hand at 39-16, but plays like that by Sean Williams, they just continue to play very hard. Salzano in the left corner to Seifkin. Now the elbow to Brockman. Faces up, gets it to Dustin. Drives right side, a little running right-hander. Won't go, gets his own rebound on the left side. Goes in, can't hit the shot at the buzzer. Dustin just can't finish tonight. The 6'2 senior frustrated with himself. Well, we got 8 minutes left. 39-16, Liberty Christian Patriots lead it on 100.7 FM KHSS.
When choosing the best pet food for your pets, consider their needs. Take protein, for instance. It's not enough to have just the right amount of protein in a pet food formulation. It is vitally important that the protein be available to the animal when the food is digested. Chicken and lamb meat-based rations provide unsurpassed availability with a taste most pets appreciate. This message is brought to you by the Mill Creek Veterinary Hospital, Animal Clinic East, and the Animal Clinic of Walla Walla, serving the Walla Walla Valley's large and small veterinary medical needs.
Hi, Mark Graves from Dale Graves Incorporated. If you read the newspaper or see the empty buildings, you know there is a lot of turmoil in the local automotive scene. Whether you are from Milton Freewater, Walla Walla, or beyond, you can count on us to be your source for quality service, parts, body shop, new and used vehicle sales, and medium-duty farm trucks. For nearly 60 years in Walla Walla, where reputation means everything. Dale Graves Incorporated, South 9th across from the fairgrounds, Walla Walla.
This is KHSS Walla Walla.
Well, the Irish, after that 16-2 hole, they dug themselves at the end of the first quarter, trying to hang in there. Outscored 13-7 in the third quarter, and we're ready to, well, we're not. I thought we were ready to start the fourth quarter, but kind of a discussion going on between Mike Giusti and one of the Tri-City officials. I think what was going on there is I think they're trying to clarify that you can't have a protracted or a huddle up when the other team's shooting a free throw. And that's only happened once this game. But, you know, that might not have been it. They both ended up looking down towards the Liberty Christian cheering section and people who were camped in the stage area. And if Dustin drives to the basket, he's foul, will go to the basket. It's an old middle school campus here. And they've got the stage at one end, and they've got some portable bleachers set up there, kind of their student cheering section. Anyway, not sure what was going on there, but anyway. The foul was on Matt Wujek, his first, and the Patriots are going to the free throw line, and Brett Dustin, having a forgettable senior night, he scored 4 in the first quarter and hasn't scored second, now misses the free throw. The Patriots, the only team to shoot a free throw in this game, are now 2 of 3 as Dustin hits 1 of 2. The Irish have not gone to the free throw line. The Patriots have committed 3 fouls. The Irish have committed 2. As the officials have obviously let them play, but it really hasn't been a real physical game. Greg drives in, can't the shot, rebound Brockman. He loses it as he falls to the floor. Zimmerman comes up with the loop ball. Matt gets it to Wujek. Now to Mata. Up top to Crowley. Swing it left wing to Tommy Gregg. Tommy Gregg. Long cross-court pass to Mata in the right corner for 3. Out the iron won't go. Rebound tips around, balls loose. Wujek's got it. Side goes up strong. Puts it in. Did they count it? No. They say it was on the floor. And Jake Siepkin picks up his third. The 5'8 senior who leads all scorers with 11 points. And he's had quite a game. He's really controlled things out front defensively with his quick hands. They get the inbound pass to Zimmerman. Zimmerman backs in, gets it out in the corner and out of Wujek. Wujek tries to drive in, puts a shot up over Groth. Won't go. Rebound tips around and controlled by Salzano. Salzano will walk it across the timeline. 7 minutes to go. Patriots up 40-16. They came into this game with that gaudy 16-2 record. Salzano fires a long jumper. Won't go. Rebound tipped by Dustin, but controlled by Wujek. Nice rebound by Matt. Gets it off to Tommy Gregg. Tommy in the front court. Penetrates all the way in the lane. Gets into traffic. Picks up his dribble. Got to get out of the key. He does. Gets it to Crowley. Crowley to Gregg. Gregg left wing to Mata. Mata for 3 on the way. Off the iron won't go. Long rebound Salzano for the Patriots. Liberty Christian with the ball leading 40-16. We're down to 6:34 to go in the ballgame. Deep left lane to Dustin. The senior holds the ball overhead down the baseline to Brockman. Brockman looking inside, gets with the growth, down low to Dustin, now he finishes it with the left hand. Nice touch passes. They go from the corner to the elbow to the block. Just like that. Good execution by Terry Watson's boys against the Irish zone. Dustin now with 7 points, 42-16 Patriots. The Irish with that struggling 3-13 record, almost the near opposite of the 16-2 Jaguar record. The Irish little bounce pass that bounced 3 times to nobody. Brockman says, I'll pick it up. So the Irish, nobody home there offensively. Dustin now with it in front court after another DeSales turnover. Swing it left wing to Salzano. Now to Brockman on the baseline. Tries to get Zimmerman in the air. Pass up top to Dustin. Swing it till Salzano. He'll shoot from behind the arc. Won't go. Rebound Brockman inside. Brockman spins inside, finds some room, puts it up and in. The 6'3 Brockman just went up and over the top of Zimmerman at 5'8. Now Seekins picks Greg. Seekins goes the other way, lays it in with the left hand. Jake Seekins, a difference maker right from the start. 46-16 Patriots. 5:24 to go in the game. Tommy Gray gets it to the Victor Mata, gets Gross in the air, dumps it down low to Wujek, and it's slapped away by Brock, and balls loose. Zimmerman saves it on the floor to Wujek, who dribbles off the, over the top, steps over the top of Salzano and gets it out front to Gray. Good hustle by Matt Zimmerman and Matt Wujek down low for the Irish. Swing it to Gray. 5:04 to go in the ballgame. It's Gray on the dribble drive. Won't go. Wujek with the offensive rebound, has it slapped away by Gross, but then it goes off the top of the head of an Irish player. 5 minutes left. Stoppage of play allows both coaches to substitute. Wujek, Greg, and Crowley sit down. Solomon, Hain, and Williams check back in. For the Patriots, Corrigan's back in there. The 6'5 junior. Brockman on the left baseline. Tries to drive in, cut off by Zimmerman. Nice defense by Matt. Swing out to Dustin. Dustin dribbles high between the circles. Now to Corrigan in the lanes. 8-footer, he's got it. Timeout on the floor. Mike Ducey continues to coach up his guys. Corrigan's got four. It's 48-16 with 4:40 left on 100.7 FM KHSS.
From checking, savings, consumer loans, and retirement products to lines of credit, business money market accounts, merchant services, and real estate loans, Banner Bank has it all covered. With 5 conveniently located branches in Walla Walla, we're connected to local business, the community, and to you. Stop into your nearest branch today or visit us anytime at www.bannerbank.com. Banner Bank, better ideas, better banking, member FDIC, and an equal housing lender.
To connect to your nearest Banner Bank location, call 1-800-272-9933 or visit bannerbank.com.
If you're wearing braces today or recently had them taken off, chances are you know Dr. Greg Fink very well. And if you wore braces more years ago than you'd like to admit, chances are you know Dr. Eugene Martin very well. Here's something else you should know. Dr. Fink and Dr. Martin are huge Irish fans, and they've been sponsoring Irish radio broadcasts for years. So if you or someone in your family needs braces, remember Dr. Fink and Dr. Martin. Along with their entire staff, they wish the Fightin' Irish of DeSales the best of luck in today's game.
This is KHSS Walla Walla.
4:38 to go in the ballgame. The Irish, after a respectable middle two quarters where they were outscored 23-14, are struggling here in the fourth quarter. Have not scored. They've been outscored 9-0 here in the final 8 minutes so far. Irish misses a shot. Rebound tipped out. Goes to Williams. He'll penetrate. Puts a floater up and in. The Irish hustle continues to be there in this contest. 48-18. Baseline jumper by Brockman. He's got it. Brockman's got 14. 3 players in double figures for the Patriots. Brockman leads them with 14. Seifkin has 13. There's a steal by Seifkin and a lay-in. Now Seifkin out front with 15 points. Steals and baskets always seem to involve Jake Seifkin, the 5'8 sophomore for the Patriots. He is the best point guard in the league by far, in my opinion. Hain. On the left wing with it. Dustin on him. He picks up his dribble trap all the way in the left corner. It's just kind of a man against boys look there. Hain, a 5'4" freshman who's probably weighs about 95 pounds dripping wet, surrounded by a couple of 6-foot-plus Patriot players. And now Coach Watson goes to his bench, and Brett Dustin, the 6'2 senior on senior night, will go to the bench, and Zach Simpkins, the 6'4 junior, checks in. Pete Roberts, 6'3 senior, checks in. Terry Watson, a class act. Top team in the league this year. They swing it to Hain. Hain for 3, backboard, nothing else. Rebound comes down quickly to, you guessed it, Jake Seifkin. Seifkin quickly in the front court, over to Roberts. And down in the left corner, running cutters inside. Nobody picks up Roberts, so he'll fire the 3. It's a little bit strong. Air ball run down by Solomon. Solomon gets to Williams. Williams quickly up to Mata. Mata will fire the quick 3. Won't go. Rebound Hain. Travis, the 5'4 freshman, kicks out to Williams. He'll fire the 3. Off the iron, won't go. Long rebound by Seifkin. Here he comes on the run up the right side. He's got Simpkins. Simpkins has it knocked away by Mata. Victor Mata, good hustle, getting back in the passing lane. Down to 2:48 to go. The Irish count 52-18. Their low point offensively this season. It's not a good thing to talk about it, but it is. It is what it is. Growth on the inbound play drives in and scores it. And it's a 54-18 lead. The Irish scored 31 the last time these teams met. And followed it up by just scoring 29 at Pomeroy. Victor Mata on the drive. Right side scores it. So there's a game within a game goal for the Irish boys to avoid their low point total of the season. They were held to 29 up at Pomeroy. They're down 54-20 right now. Simpkins up top to Siefkin. Siefkin swing it to Growth over the corner to Roberts. Roberts down low to Growth. Can't hit the shot inside. Rebound tipped around out of bounds off the Patriots. Patriots have missed a lot of shots inside. Salzala checks in for Siefkin. Siefkin's night, I'm guessing, is over. 15 points and many, many steals for the 5'8 sophomore. Also in the game for the Patriots, Tyler Coughlin, a 5'7 sophomore. Crowley checks back in for the Irish. Crowley, Williams, Mata, Zimmerman, and Kane. In the right corner goes to Mata. Mata drives baseline, pulls up from 12, leaves it short, rebound Roberts. Roberts to Salzano. Inside 2 minutes to go, Patriots with the ball leading 54-20. Right wing to Corrigan. The Sales boys and girls will travel up north to take on the Teak Oaksdale Nighthawks in a District 9 north-south crossover game. Those games count in tiebreaker situations only. Shot missed outside by the Patriots, but Corrigan with the rebound inside, and the big 6'5 junior has 6 points as he puts it up and in. 56-20. Crowley to Hain. Back to Crowley. They swing against the zone. Williams to Mata. Mata back to Williams. Williams swing it over to Hain. Hain will fire the three. Air ball goes right to Mata. Vic powers it up and in, and he's fouled. So the Irish, they can put on a little run here late. They've got 22 points now. Vic scored 4 in the quarter. And the foul was on Salzano. So the Sales, with 1:04 to go in the game, will go to the free throw line for the first time in this contest. Vic Mata makes it count, hits the free throw. 56-23, 1:04 to go in the ballgame. Now Vic will come out of the game after the made free throw, and Tommy Gregg will check in. Coughlin will bring it up court, get it to Salzano. Left corner to Roberts. Roberts looking down low for Simpkins. Zach Simpkins, powers one up, won't go. Rebound, Williams. Williams wants to push it. Williams, at the top of the key, swing it to Crowley. Left wing to Hain. Hain, with Coughlin on him, pass out top to Crowley. Crowley dribbles to the top of the key, swing it over to Williams. Williams drives baseline right side, cut off by Salzano. Back out front with it is Williams, still on the dribble, gets it to Crowley. Crowley for three, won't go. Long rebound, Hain will run it down the corner. Good hustle by the freshman, Travis Hain. Trapped in the corner, though. Travis will try to dribble out of it. Now he jumps over the top, gets it to Crowley. Down to 17 seconds left. Swing it to Hain. Hain for three, in and out, stays out. Rebound, Corrigan. Long pass out front for Roberts, stolen by Williams. 8 seconds left. Williams splits the triple team, and he's fouled, and will shoot two. Well, if you can force yourself to not look at the scoreboard, the competition has been excellent all game long. It just... The Patriots, by far, the better ball club. Well, the foul was on Simpkins. Nash will have a chance to score a couple more here with the clock stopped right here at the end of the game. Sean Williams, who has 6 points, and this is the first free throw. So the Irish, are, after not shooting a free throw until the final minute of this contest, make their second trip to the line. Sean's second free throw's up, and good. 7 points for Sean Williams. Leads the Irish in scoring. And Salzano will just walk out the clock, and Mike Juicy's guys compete hard but are outmatched by the first-place Patriots, 56-24. We'll be back with the totals on 100.7 FM KHSS.
You've heard of one-stop shopping, right? How about your one-stop home office?
Postal Annex Plus is exactly that. Whether it's binding, color copying, laminating, notarizing, packaging, shipping, even cards and gifts, Postal Annex Plus has it all. And if you own your own business and P.O. boxes don't work for you, check out their mailbox services. Postal Annex Plus is located next to the Mongolian Barbecue in the Plaza Shopping Center, owned and operated by Dean and Sheila Profrock. That's Postal Annex Plus, proud sponsors of this Irish radio broadcast.
For 75 years, Senex lubricants have led the way in providing reliable protection under extreme working conditions. Senex Superlube TMS handles the unique challenges of alternative fuels, including B20 biodiesel. Backed by the best warranty in agriculture, Senex lubricants give you the leading technology to fit the latest equipment practices and designs. People that rely on heavy-duty equipment rely on Senex heavy-duty lubricants. See Larry Galloway at Walla Walla Farmers Co-op to get yours. Senex, a brand of CHS.
The good news is you hit every green light coming home from work. The bad news is you got a tax bill in the mail. The good news is you also got your son's college acceptance letter. The bad news is the cost of a college education. The good news is you opened a 529 college plan from D.A. Davidson & Company when he was a toddler, making your tax bill smaller and ensuring the money was there for school. The bad news is he wants to be a pro surfer. The good news is you control the college 529 plan for the life of the account. D.A. Davidson. Financial advice for the long run. Member SIPC.
See Bill Flainer at D.A. Davidson.
This is KHSS Walla Walla.
Well, the Liberty Christian Patriots kind of knew what we're in for here when we came in against their boys. They were a 16-2 record. The Irish boys at 3-13, and Pat Richard, their leading scorer, out for probably the season, dislocating that finger last Friday against Touche. And the score after one quarter mirrored the Patriot record. It was 16-2, Liberty Christian after 8 minutes. Mike Juicy's guys kept playing hard. We're only outscored 10-7 in the second quarter and 13-7 in the third quarter. But the Patriots got it going again in the fourth quarter as Terry Watson able to play all his guys. That's the head coach for Liberty Christian. And outscores the Irish 17-8 in the fourth quarter for the 56-24 win. The DeSales boys fall to 3-14 on the season, 1-5 in the division. The Patriots improved to 17-2 on the season, and I think their division season is over. They are 8-0. I'm not positive on that. I think their only game left is a non-division game. I'm not positive about that, though. But regardless, the Liberty Christian boys are at the top of the league. The Irish boys, one of their three wins is in the division, so they are ahead of Dayton in the division. But we go to Dayton the last game of the regular season. Next game on the calendar for the Irish girls and boys, at Tico Oaksdale, Saturday. Girls will tip off at 5, boys at 6:30. We're going to take one more break, share the individual statistics with you for this boys' contest, and wrap things up here on 100.7 FM, KHSN.
Concrete Industries of Walla Walla is the Valley's premier concrete supplier. But there's more to Concrete Industries than ready-mix concrete. They can also meet your decorative rock, sand and gravel, stepping stone, masonry supply, and bag product needs. And Concrete Industries has the only single-axle mixer in the entire Valley. You can call Concrete Industries at 525-9143. That's 525-9143. Located just north of Rose Street at 502 North 13th, Concrete Industries.
Hey, it's Susan Richard of Coffee Craving. After nearly 20 years in our cramped single drive-thru location on 9th Street, we've moved on up to our brand new, spacious double drive-thru espresso shop, just one block west of our old location on the corner of 10th and Poplar. We'll be serving our same great espresso drinks that you've come to expect from us, only twice as fast. Brian and I want to thank you, our loyal customers, for sticking with us during our move. Coffee Cravings, 1607 East Isaac, and now 801 West Poplar, Walla Walla.
This is KHSS Walla Walla.
We're back live to wrap things up here from the Patriot Pavilion, they call it, here at Liberty Christian School in Richland, Washington. Well, the boys and girls from DeSales came in to face a pair of undefeated teams in the District 9, and we come away with a split. The Lady Irish come from behind to win at 53-50, overcoming a 12-point deficit leading in going into the fourth quarter. Claire Conan, the Dairy Queen player of the game, hit a three-pointer, did the 5-5 sophomore to tie it with 2:59 to go. Caitlin Duncan helped put the finishing touches on it with a three and a free throw down the stretch to score 27 points for the night in that ball game. As Tim Duncan's girls continue to play well down the stretch, that makes 5 wins in a row for Tim Duncan's girls, and the Irish boys continue to struggle. They lose it 56-24. Let's look at the individual stats and name our Dairy Queen Player of the Game for the boys contest. For the Patriots, 2 points for Pete Roberts, 6 points for Brian Corrigan, 7 for Brett Dustin, and then 3 players in double figures for Terry Watson's Liberty Christian Patriots. 12 points for Michael Groth, a 6'2 senior, on senior night. Cody Brockman, another senior for the Patriots, a 6'3 senior at 14. And the youngster on the Patriot roster, 5'8 sophomore Jake Siefkin, 15 points to lead all scorers. Great job out front, especially on defense, creating a lot of steals. 4 to sales. They have 6 different players scored. None in double figures, as obviously offense was a problem for the Irish tonight. 2 points for Shea Crowley, 2 for Tommy Gregg, 2 for Matt Wujek, 5 for Vic Mata, 6 for Travis Hain. This 5'4 freshman hit a couple threes, and 7 points for Sean Williams to lead the Irish in scoring. Well, Dairy Queen Player of the Game, I've done this a couple times this year. I'm going to go ahead and name one of our opponents, Richland, or Liberty Christian, and Tri-City Prep, both over here from the Tri-Cities, where the Columbia Center Dairy Queen and the Richland Dairy Queen are listed on our combo meal, Dairy Queen gift certificates. So I'm going to go ahead and name Jake Siefkin, the point guard for the Patriots, as a Dairy Queen Player of the Game for Liberty Christian, and Travis Hain, the 5'4 freshman for DeSales, hung in there, hit a couple threes, obviously physically outmatched in there, but he hustled after several rebounds. So Travis Hain for DeSales, Jake Siefkin for the Patriots, each Dairy Queen Player of the Game recipients, and that's going to about wrap it up. The split for the boys and girls, the girls win 53-50, the Irish boys lose it 56-24. Next action on the airwaves at Tico Oaksdale Saturday. Girls at 5, boys to follow. Final home game 1 week from tonight as Walla Walla Valley Academy comes into the Irish Gymnasium to take on DeSales. And the final home game of the regular season could be a home game in the district tournament. We'll talk more about that after the weekend is over. We'll see what the standings look like. The district tournament starts the week of February 15th. Well, hope you enjoyed the broadcast. Hope you appreciate our great sponsors by patronizing their businesses. Great job back at the studio tonight by Rod. And this is Mike Spies saying I hope you enjoyed the broadcast. Enjoy the rest of your work week. And until Saturday at 5 o'clock from Tico or Oaksdale, not sure where we'll be playing, one of the two places up in the Palouse, this is Mike Spies saying God bless. And we'll now send you back to the studios of 100.7 FM KHS.
We hope you've enjoyed this broadcast of DeSales Fighting Irish Sports Action on 100.7 FM KHSS Walla Walla. This broadcast was brought to you in part by Inland Cellular, John's Wheatland Bakery, L&G Ranch Supply, Concrete Industries, Loney's Harvest Foods, McDonald's Zaring Insurance, Post Atlantic Plus, Smoky Blues Pizza, Soil Tech Northwest, Stewart's French Dry Cleaners, Taco John's, U.S. Bancorp Piper Jaffray, Lightfoot's Towing and Auto Rental, Stone Creek Furniture, and Extra Touch. Please join us again next time for more exciting sports action from the DeSales Fighting Irish right here on 100.7 FM KHSS. We now return you to our regularly scheduled programming.